All right, it is Thursday morning. We are broadcasting live this morning from the Wadhams McDonald's, newly renovated, recently reopened, and the place looks fantastic. The owner of this McDonald's is with us right now, Erica Schultz-Rogers. Erica, good morning.
Good morning.
This place looks great.
Thank you.
This is a big deal, remodeling a McDonald's, isn't it?
Yeah, this is my first, actually, that I've done without... without, you know, being one of my dad's stores. So yeah, this is one of my first, yeah.
You grew up in the McDonald's business.
I did.
The family, I think everybody knows, owns a number, 10 of the McDonald's between you and your dad and your family. So, I mean, what was this like to have this as your project?
I had a lot of passion, you know, in getting it done and how I wanted it. And my dad definitely helped with the timeline and getting... you know, that helped in the construction aspect of it. It was a big renovation, the biggest that I'll do in the four stores that I have. Yeah.
What's interesting is you said the way that you wanted. I think a lot of people think, oh, well, McDonald's, somebody in some big ivory tower somewhere is dictating exactly how everything has to look. You do get some say in the decorating.
We do get some say, yeah. So there's about 12 to 15 packages that you can choose from. So I really wanted to make sure that this was ideal for the commuters that come to the stores, yet the families that come in. We added some kids' space games, some things that, you know, just to have our own personal touch with the customer base that we knew that we had.
Yeah, you know, you make a good point. There's a lot of commuters, a lot of people who aren't necessarily from Port Huron who know this McDonald's very well because this is a stop that they make maybe before they get to Canada or before they head back to the Flint or Lansing area.
Yeah, definitely. And we do have a lot of Canadian customers in Canada. They already have the kiosks, so that made it a little easier for them to transition and learning the kiosks.
Yeah, that's where I first encountered was over near Toronto this past summer. It was really neat. Kind of explain what the kiosk is.
So the kiosk is a place where you can come in and place your order. So it's kind of like a giant iPad in a way. You're seeing what the crew people would see when they're taking your order behind the counter. We have some people in the lobby that'll help you use the kiosk to feel comfortable, and we'll keep these guest experience leaders out here for a while just to make people feel comfortable with the kiosks. So you can come in, take your order, and then you can grab a table locator, have a seat anywhere you'd like, and they'll bring out the food when it's ready for you.
I'll tell you what I like about the kiosk is I can take my time scrolling through it and making my decision. I don't feel rushed, like, oh my gosh, I gotta decide right now. I gotta, you know, say the first thing that I see up on the board. I can really take my time and customize my order.
Exactly, and so you can add things that you didn't know that we had even under the customizable screen. And also, there's four kiosks that you can use, so you can take your time on them and make sure that, you know, you're getting exactly what it is that you want.
Your crew's got to be pretty excited to have this restaurant open, too, because for a couple of months there, it was drive-through only, right?
Yeah, for about 6 weeks, it was drive-through only. The crew's very excited. We're one of 20 to have the kiosks and the outdoor digital menu boards, so that's all part of the experience of the future. So we're one of 20 out of, like, 530, I think, restaurants that are in Michigan that will end up getting them. So they're really excited that they're one of the first.
Absolutely. That's a big deal. Well, congratulations on your grand reopening. It was a really exciting week, and it's not over yet. You still got some more things coming up the next couple of days.
We do, yeah. Tomorrow, I think, is free muffins.
Yeah.
And then Saturday is the first 50 people get Big Macs for the year. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Cool stuff.
Exciting.
Erica, thanks again for having us here and for stopping by this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. The owner of the Wadhams McDonald's, Erica Schultz-Rogers, with us here on WPHM.